איזה יום הכי קשה ללימודים בימי השבוע?
What day is the toughest day to study from the weekdays? Raise your hands. Sunday. Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday. So you can't be given Shabbat. Why Sunday is so difficult? It's an indication that we need to add a few more hours to study on Shabbat. Okay, go ahead.
We're reading in the Study of Ten Sefirot, Part 10. Apparently, we do not have English text for this. We are in item 5 of the Ari words. Item 5. It is noted that now, as they rose in the secret of Ibu,
the Rishimot that are rising now to the Ibu,
in the manner of their rise in raising of man and causing a zivug in Abba Ve'ima, as they bring down the drops of males and females,
raises the deficiency from Zon to Abba Ve'ima, and then it causes Abba Ve'ima the whole process. From there come the drops of males and females.
And by these drops, all these points connect together, and then the prina of these kilim will be clarified, and they will rise above in the manner of Ibul and be corrected there. Again, item 5. It is noted that now, as they rise in the manner of Ibul, and the manner of their rising, of raising man, and causing a zifug in Abba Ve'ima, they bring down drops of males and females, and these drops will connect to those points together. And then they will clarify the prina of their kilim and raise them upwards in the manner of Ibul and be corrected there.
Go ahead, come on. Yeah, this is how the body of the world of Nikudim is born.
Item 5, Inner Light. They're raising in man and causing zivuk from Abba Ve'ima, etc. Meaning that the Rishimot of the lower 7, which are the Prina of Galgata Ve'inaim, were adhered to a Chap of Abba Ve'ima, are included in the man of Abba Ve'ima themselves. And Abba Ve'ima couple truly on the man of themselves. But from this incorporation, the Rishimot of the lower 7 in them, where this inclusion causes Abba Ve'ima to awaken, have the man of Katnut in them, which is suited to the Prina of their Rishimot, which are worthy of the level of Ibu. It turns out that the whole degree of Mad and Man which emerged on this incorporation belongs to these Rishimot, which are the lower 7. Because they caused the measure of this zivug, and Abba Ve'ima themselves have no need for this measure of this level.
Meaning, it's all only at the account of the Rishimot that the Zon raises man to Abba Ve'ima and then force Abba Ve'ima to couple, meaning to build the common masach and the drop from the male, the drop from the female, Abba Ve'ima, and then these drops, meaning these lights, work on the Zon and begin to form and stabilize the Zon. Here we also need to understand that Abba Ve'ima work on Bet of Yud and Zon work on Aleph. So it's different degrees. Well, we will discuss that more.
Item 6. And the lights too had an addition of correction, because in the beginning these points were without lines and without the Prina of Partzuf. but they were each included from Yud, in the secret of inclusion that is mixed, that is intermingled in them. And the lights were not presenting their action, and now by this connection, so they connected by this Ibul, they show their lights and their actions, and this is a Pchina of Risha and Gufa, head and body. And there was the eye and the ear that hears. Eye that sees and ear that sees. Eye and ear that hears, sorry.
Vav lemala shuv.
Karat pa'amayim. Lo.
Did you read twice above? Okay, so you didn't finish.
We're going to read number 6 again. And also the lights had an addition of correction.
He calls Reshimot Orot, lights.
Because they were in these nekudot, these points, and they were without lines and without a parzuf.
That's how they rose.
But they were included, each from a yud. And though they were included from Vav, that was intermingled in them. And the lights would not show their actions, but now, by this connection,
what actions to receive the light in order to bestow, they couldn't do that.
And now, through this connection, as they were connected by this Ibul,
this is what the Ibul gives, the connection between the Reshimot, that can receive the lights. Read it well. Read well what it's about. Then there was separation. Now they show their actions. They couldn't receive. And now by this connection that they have connected by this Ibul, the lights showed their action. One is the aspect of Rosh, the other is the aspect of Guf, and then the eye would see and the ear would hear. Already they receive lights, the vessels, and the lights revive them.
Item 7. It turns out that this Ibul is not to emanate Zon anew.
So what is Ibul? Conception, when Zon is inside Abba Ve'ima. So it's not to re-emanate, but
because they were emanated already.
Inikudim Zon was already there, but
however, they were without the correction of the lines.
That's one.
And two. Without a parzuf. And they were lacking this one from Vak alone, and this one from one point.
Meaning, in Zeranpin, Vak is missing, in Malchut, Nekuda, point is missing.
And now the Ibul was to bind them together in the secret of the lines, and also in the secret of the Parzuf, and also to complete each of them in 10 complete Sfirot. And this is by the drops of Abba Ve'ima and by the new name Ma, which was clarified above.
Again, this is important. This, in the meantime, seems to us very... But it belongs to us, very much belongs to us.
Again, item 7. It turns out that this Ibul is not to emanate Zon anew, because they were already emanated.
Same with us. We were already in the sin of the tree of knowledge, etc.
But we were without the correction of lines and without a parzuf. And though they were lacking this from Vak and that from the point only, but now the Ibul was to bind them together in the manner of lines and in the manner of parzuf, and also to complete each in complete 10 sefirot. And this is through the drops of Abba Ve'ima and by the new name Ma, which was clarified above.
Okay, well, let's read item 7.
Item 7, Inner Light. The Ibul is not to emanate Zon anew, because they were emanated already. Meaning in the manner that they emerged in the lower 7 of Nikudim. And though these kelim fell to Biyah, nevertheless, all their reshimot remained in Atzilut, as mentioned. And the matter of the Rishimot is to return and extend to the Kelim all the lights that have already that they already had in the time of Nikudim. Hence, it is not considered to a completely new Atzilut, rather only to the correction for Zon, which emerged already in the world of Nikudim.
Yeah, we are the same. We come to correct the state we were in, and it was broken. Next.
The drops of Abba Ve'ima and the new name Ma, meaning that the beginning of the correction was done upon Zon by the drops of Zivug of Abba Ve'ima, due to the incorporation of Zon in them in the secret of Yibur. And their Mochin of Gar come to them in the secret of the new Ma, which is implied in the drop of Abba that lowers down the lower hay from the Enaim and raises their Chap to their degree.
This is the action of the light of Chokhmah that gives power.
And in truth, all the Zivugim and levels that emerge in the world of Atzilut are considered on the as the new Ma. But the essence of the name Ma implies Havaya filled with Alephs, as this Havaya is not revealed to them, but only at time of Gadlut, because the Mochin of Zivugim, of Abba Ve'ima, of Katnut, are considered the names of Elohim, of the Creator, as it is said in its place. Hence, the Ari divides the measure of correction to two Pchinot, to Katnut through Ibur Aleph, as mentioned, and to Gadlut by the new Ma.
Read again, both above and below.
We're going to read again item 7 from the Ari's words. It turns out that this Ibu is not to emanate a new Zon, because they were emanated already, but they were without the correction of lines of Kavin and without a Partzuf. And they were also lacking this one from Vak alone and this one from one point alone.
This existed in the time of Gadlut of the world of Nikudim, that specifically when they were broke, the reason for the shattering appeared, that the correction of the lines was missing, the special connection between them. Now this can be added, this can be corrected. But without the shattering, we would never see that it's missing.
And now, the Ibur was to bind them together in the manner of Kavim, and also in the manner of Patsuf, and also to complete each in complete 10 Sfirot. And this is through the drops of Abba Ve'ima and through the new name Ma, which was clarified above.
Below.
Item 7 below. Opnimi. It turns out that in the manner of the emergence of them coming out in the lower 7 of Nikudim, though these Kelim fell to Bia, nevertheless, all their Reshimot remained in Atzilut. And the manner of the Reshimot is to return and extend to the Kelim all the lights they already had in the time of Nikudim. Hence, it is not considered a completely new Atzilut, but rather a Prina of correction for Zon, as they emerged already in the world of Nikudim. The drops of Abba Ve'ima and by the new name Ma, meaning that the beginning of the correction was done to Zon by the drops of Zivug of Abba Ve'ima, from the force of incorporation of Zon in them in the manner of Ibu, and their Mochin of Gar come to them in the manner of the new Ma, which is the secret of the drops of Abba, which brings down the lower Hef from Enaim and raises their Achap to their degree. And truly, all the Zivugim and levels that emerge from the world of Atzilut are considered after the name new name Ma. But the essence of the new name Ma implies Havaya filled with Alefin. And this Havaya is only revealed to them during Gadlut, because the Mochin of Zivugim, of Abba Ve'ima, of Katnut, are in the manner of the names of Creator as it is written in its place. And therefore, the Ari divides it into the matters of correction to two Pchinot. To Katnut through Ibur Aleph, and to Gadlut by the new name Ma.
Well, that we will add later. Next.
Item 8, the words of the Ari. It turns out that not from the kilim of the Nikudot of Bon alone each Pertsuf of Zon was made, but rather in the rising of their lights in the secret of Ibul as they clothed Nehiya Varichanpin, then they acquired their new kilim through this clothing. And then the first kilim that shattered were clarified, and from these two pchinot of kilim, the Pertsuf Zeranpin was made. And in this way, it was also in Nukva. Again, item 8. It turns out that it's not from the kilim of the Nekudot of Bon alone the whole Pertsuf Zon was made. Although in the raising of their lights in the manner of Ibul, as they clothed Nehi of Arichanpin, then they acquired their new kilim through this clothing.
You hear? Zon, not from themselves, they renew themselves, but from rising to Arichanpin. To Arichanpin, it's the Partsuf Chochmah of Atzilut. It includes all the final correction. And from there, they receive an addition. Yes.
And then the first kilim that shattered are scrutinized. And from those two points of Pchinot of Kilim, the Partsuf Zeranpin emerges, and in the same way, it was in Nukva.
There's a very special addition here that Zon receive. Without joining Arichanpin, they would lack vessels for the final correction. This is how they gradually advance. Item 8 below,
the new kilim by this clothing, etc. And from the two pchinot of this kilim, the Pertsuf Zeranpin was made. These are the kilim of Ma and the kilim of Bon. Because all the new kilim which emerge with these zivugim, which are done in Atzilut, are called the kilim of Ma. And the kilim that remained in the lower seven from the time of Nikudim are called the kilim of Bon. And these two kinds of kilim are in all five Pertsufim of Atzilut.
All right, more than that he doesn't want to explain, even though above there is what to ask according to the words of the Ari. Well, probably afterwards. Item 9,
the words of the Ari. And we will clarify now how by this Ibul the correction of the broken Kilim occurred. And here we clarified above that this shattering of kilim was in order to intermingle in them sigim and klipot. And the lights were not connecting with their kilim due to the reason of the sigim in them. And also the kilim themselves could not receive the lights because of the sigim in them. Because this itself was the reason that these kilim did not emerge to start with, connected and corrected through kavim, through the lines. Because the sigim in them caused them the separation. And also, as it's written above, all of this was on purpose for them to separate the sigim from them, hence they came out without correction.
Meaning, why was the shattering? To separate from the sigim, to differentiate between the vessels that were shattered and the vessels that weren't shattered, those that can be corrected and those that cannot, in order to classify, sort out the vessels, and then they can be approached in a way that they are corrected from light to heavy, and in three lines, and gradually, and thus achieve the final correction. Okay, we don't have anything below. Well, you read once, read again.
Item 9 again from Bilderi. And we will clarify again the ibur that the correction of the klim that were broken happened. And the manner of this shattering was to intermingle the sigim and klipot in them.
The will to receive, in short.
And the lights were not connecting to them due to the sigim in them. And also the klim themselves could not receive the lights because of the sigim in them. This itself was the reason that these kelim did not emerge to start with as connected and corrected through the lines. And what is written in there is that all of this was on purpose to separate from the sigim, and therefore they came out without correction.
All right. Next.
Ten. And through this ibur were the sigim and klipot clarified, and the lights departed and from the sigim and the klipot, and by this were corrected. Hence, we need to clarify how through ibur they were scrutinized.
Meaning what happens after the shattering, the sorting, to divide all these vessels to groups according to how much they stayed flawed and how to correct them. So by the lights, no, besides they shake, well, they arrange, they organize the vessels according to the ability to correct, so that every previous vessel helps correcting the one that's next.
Item 11, from the Ari. And here, while the rising of the lights in these kings into Ima in the manner of Man,
the lights are Reshimot, we already know. If they rise from below upwards, it's not light. It's the Reshimot, but that's how he calls it.
They cause zivug to Abba v'Ima, and then Abba clarifies these kings, as noted in the portion Pkudei and Tachaze. First, Shirut Abdemunuta, Go Machshava, Batash Butzina de Kardinuta, Misalik Go Machshava, Nitzin Zarik Le Shacheval, Ubarir Psolet Mi Go Machshava, Ve'et Barir, etc. And the manner is that all the clarifications of the kings was done by the thought, which is the mind, where it is clarified, and from there it comes down again in the manner of the drop of zivug. Again, item 11. And here, while the rising of the lights of these melachim into Ima in the secret of Man, they caused a zivug to Abba v'Ima. And then Abba clarifies those kings as noted.
So the light of Chochmah clarifies the Reshimot that rose from the shattering to Ima.
And this is in Aramaic, Tachaze Resha Shiruta de Memunuta Go Machshava.
This is called the Rosh of Faith.
Batash butzina de gardinuta v'salik go machshava. Nitzutzin zarik leshach eval ubarir psolet migo machshava v'ed barir.
Now it clarifies the shattering, what can and cannot be corrected. What cannot be corrected is waste, and what can be corrected goes to correction.
And the thing is that the whole clarification of the melachim is done by thought, which is the mind, where it is clarified, and from there it comes down later in the secret of the drop of zivug.
All the scrutinies are only by the light of Chochmah. And going back to item 12.
Item 12, the words of the Ari, and through the Zivug of Abba in Ima, and the giving of their two drops, the seven Melachim were clarified and corrected.
Two lights, Chochmah and Chasadim, that come from Abba v'Ima, clarify all the vessels. The vessels that were clarified by Abba and corrected by Ima.
And 320 sigin came out of them as they were completed to clarify, and each prina and degree returned to be clarified in their 220 until the end of Asiya, where the complete sigim are remaining in them and there is no benefit, and they are the klipot. And it turns out the whole calculation is 320 sparks, because this was the number of sparks that fell into the kilim that shattered. Again, item 12. Through the zivug of Abba ve'ima and the giving of their two drops, the seven melachim were clarified and corrected. 320 sparks of sigim emerged from them that were not completed to be clarified. And in each and every degree, they returned to be clarified, these 320, until the end of Asiya, where the complete sigim remain in them that have no benefit, and they are the klipot.
This is, in the meantime, there's no benefit in them. Not that they're thrown away. There's no such thing in the whole of creation. But in the final correction, they will awaken and cause the coupling of the final correction.
And it turns out that everything is in the calculation of these 320 sparks, for this was the number of sparks that fell into the kilim that shattered.
Well, we've learned that 4 is Havaya, 8 is the number of Melachim, that's 4 times 8 is 32, and then times 10 Sfirot in each scrutiny, that gives you 320 sparks. Shach.
Inner light, item 12. In each prina and degree, they return to clarify these 320 until the end of Asiya, and everything is in the calculation of the 320 sparks. As he interprets, these were the number of sparks that fell into the kilim that shattered. And it's known that the 10 sfirot, which are included from one another. Hence, you have no prina that is clarified and rises from Bia that will not have in it all 320 sparks. Because this incorporation was the reason of their shattering, just as it will be clarified soon. And hence, we need the Zivugim of Abba Ve'ima to clarify and separate from them the Dinin and the Sigim, which come from the intermingling of the 32 last sparks, which are the manner of the lower hay, without the mitigation of the measure of Brachamim, as they become worthy of clothing those lights, as it is going to be clarified before us.
No.
Well, and someone wants to ask something. We have discussed it many times. The only problem is to dive back into this whole story. World of Nikudim, remember? Can't hear.
Yes.
Okay. It was broken. Why was it broken? Huh? In Gadlut it was broken. Why?
The stony heart.
What is the stony heart?
To receive in order to receive.
What does it mean? That a rock was tied to its neck and that's it? The Malchut that cannot receive corrections is called the stony heart. Okay. And why did they not identify that there is a problem there? They rather have received the light of Chochmah in full. They thought they were going for the final correction. Come on, no one? What do you want to say? It's because the desires that existed in the zone of Nikudim were new desires that were never in use. And the Rosh of Sag that wanted to cancel the second restriction made a calculation like in Sag, Katnut and Gadlut, but it couldn't take into account that zone that was formed in the world of Nikudim that has received their Vav and Nekuda, the Prina Daled, from the end, the Sof of Galgalta. And that's why they shattered. No one knew about it. Because the Reshimot of the Sof of Galgalta, that Masach was only for Galgalta. And then it was purified. That's why the vessels need to be shattered, mixed. The Prina Daled with all the other vessels, and then the Prina Daled in all the vessels need to be corrected, and then all the vessels with this renewed Prina Daled, they receive the ability to discover the light of Chochmah. Until they finish all and we'll have the final corrections. But in these corrections, there's no more than the first nine can be corrected. How much is the first nine sefirot? Shach is all of the ten sefirot. And nine is how many? Rapach. Not 288. Okay. So it's 320 minus 32, that's 288. Rapach. These are the desires that can be corrected. Okay. What else? That's all. Now, the correction is by the two lights, Chochmah and Chassadim. This is called the drop of Abba, whiteness, Loven, and the drop of Ima, redness, Odem. These two lights that come to Zon correct Zon. In what way? They force Zon to receive these lights through an integration between the lights. And when they integrate, then from their integration comes out a scrutiny in Zon in the middle line. That's the main thing, that there are three lines. We will learn more about the three lines because not now, because it's not actually the main thing. We study about the three lines, but it becomes more clarified in Katnut and Gadlut. Yes, who wants to ask something? Danny.
As a result of Tzimtzum, of the inclusion of Malchut and Bina, we have the second restriction. And then also in the Rosh of Sag, the Masach rises to Nikveh 9, right?
Right.
So now, why does it do a Zivug on the whole command, the whole level of its Rosh? It's kind of like aware that it's there below now. So why does it do that calculation on everything?
After the Nekudot of Sag went below the Tabul, they are included with the Nehi of Ak of Galgalta. They receive an addition of Prina Daled, and therefore they have the second restriction. The same vessels from Nekudot of Sag that went from Sag below to the Siyum, where they have a will to receive, they receive a restriction. The place from which the restriction begins is called Parsa. So the Tzimtzum Bet rules from the Parsa to the Siyum. So far, is it clear? Yochai, yes? Say yes. Okay, so you hear, yeah. And the Reshimot, from Nekudot of Sag and Nehi of Ak, rise to Rosh of Sag. This is called many Reshimot, right? These Reshimot rise, the Reshimot of the Bet Aleph with the restriction, and Dalet Gimel. So from Bet Aleph we have the Reshimo in the Nikve Naim of Rosh of Sag, from there expands a Partsuf, from there to the Tabur, and then from the Tabur to the Parsa, Keter of Nikudim and Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim, which is Chochma and Bina, that's how it's called, Abba Ve'ima, and then Zon. As usual, Keter, Chochma, Bina, and Zon. Only here they're called Keter, Abba Ve'ima, Zon. And they're all in Katnut, according to the Reshimo, Bet Aleph in restriction. Now there's another Reshimo in Rosh of Sag, which is Dalet Gimel, 4-3. And that brings out the Gadlut. The Masach from Nikve Naim descends to the Pe of Rosh, makes a coupling of striking, and then the light expands from the Rosh below. And that creates Gadlut in Yeshsut, Gadlut in Keter, Gadlut in Abba Ve'ima, and Gadlut in Zon. And when Zon expand in Gadlut and cross the Parsa, in the Katnut it reaches until the Parsa, so then a chap of Zon shatters, and there's no little bit in spirituality. If some breaks, everything breaks. Zon then breaks, and when Zon breaks, Abba Ve'ima, who transmitted lights to Zon for Gadlut, their role is canceled. They have no one to give Gadlut to. Their sons were shattered, and afterwards, from the shattering, from the purification of the Partsuf of Zat of Nikudim by the shattering, it turns out that the Reshimot once again rise to the Rosh of Sag, and then Sag makes a Zivug on the remaining Reshimot, what Reshimot remained after the world of Nikudim, Aleph Shoresh, 1 and Root instead of 2 and 1, with this second restriction, and Dalet Gimel 4 and 3. Dalet Gimel doesn't become more or less, as it was taken from Nehi Avak of Galgalta, that's how it remains. So, for the Reshimot Aleph Shoresh in restriction, the second restriction, we have the Zivug of the Rosh of Sag. How is it called, the place of the Zivug? Metzach. Good. Who said it? Who said Metzach? Okay. Yeah, he's got something in his mind. And now he has a problem with pride. And then it comes out of there and emerges a partzuf called what? Atik. Okay, that's true too. Yeah. And so the world of Atzilut is born. It has a Ibu and Ika Mochin and so forth. We are already discussing the Atik and Arechanpin and Abba Ve'ima, and now we have Zon. Why is there a problem with Zon? Because Atik and Arechanpin and Abba Ve'ima that emerged, Atik and Arechanpin are called Keter of Atzilut. Atik is called the first top part of Keter. Arichanpin is the second part of Keter. So we usually take Arichanpin into account because he is the Zat of Keter, he provides all the world of Nikudim with an addition of Chokhmah. Achap. Abavim. They are nourished from Arichanpin, and they are Chokhmah and Bina of Atzilut. But most important is Zon of Atzilut, because they were broken. Gershon, listen. Open your eyes, otherwise you'll be miserable again. So most important for us is to correct the Zon of Atzilut, because the Zon of Nikudim broke, and correspondingly are the Zon of Nikudim. So Atik, Arichanpin, Abaveima, Yeshutis, there are two, all kinds of things. And how they're organized, and how they're clothing each other, all of that is in order to correct the Zon of Nikudim, which will now be Zon in Atzilut and become corrected. But it's not simple to correct, because it was broken. And if it's broken, it needs to start from zero. And then the first correction is called Ibul. And this is what we're now studying after the shattering. So, talking about us. What's important here? How Abba Ve'ima respond to the Rishimot that the Zon raised. Abba gives the Loven, Ima gives Odem. Loven is the light of Chokhmah, Odem is the light of Chasadim, and by that the Zon correct and clarify themselves. Abba Ve'ima clarifies them. They don't clarify themselves, but that's how they are sorted and they are integrated and gradually become corrected. And that correction is called 6,000 years until all the Rishimot rise from below the Parsa to above the Parsa and then become corrected there in Atzilut. And that's what we're studying. That's it? Yes.
Yes.
So actually the difference now between what was before and the shattering is that Abba Ve'ima do take into account that there's something new that they didn't take into account before?
Do Abba Ve'ima and Atzilut are they not the same as Abba Ve'ima and Nikudim? Right, they're different. We've learned it once how Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim have to go through sorting and what is taken from them, from Abba, the Ten Sefirot of Abba, Ten Sefirot of Ima, to Abba and Ima of Atzilut, to Israel, Saba Vetvuna. We've learned it. Does anyone remember? No. Well, what are you laughing? That you're not the only one who doesn't know? You see, it doesn't matter so much. But if there's a question, then yeah, of course there's a difference. How to put it? They're organized differently. Abba Ve'ima and Yeshut in the world of Atzilut versus Nikudim, because they have to identify what's going on. But again, after the shattering, there are Rishimot in Abba Ve'ima and Keter of Nikudim, and these Rishimot rise to the Rosh of Sak. As usual, after every purification of the Partzuf, and Rosh of Sak knows that it was broken and that they caused the shattering, and the Rosh of Sag now already organizes completely differently. The Keter of Abba Ve'ima. There are many potsufim. They divide the role between them, and they're more sensitive to the reshimot that rise from below the parsa to make corrections. Besides that, in Atzilut, there are new laws, because there was a shattering since they descended below the parsa and received there in their place. This is called a chap in its place, because above the parsa is the general galgal ta'anayim, below the parsa is the general chap. That's in the second restriction. That's what we're talking about. And now we have a complete prohibition to receive in order to bestow below the parsa. One who wants to make corrections has to rise above the parsa, and there in the integration with the upper one to make corrections. And that's how it is in the final correction. And in the final correction, there's a zivug over this true Dalet, and then the light comes through and corrects. And this is after all of the Prinot are sucked from below the Parsa, besides the stony heart that remains drained there, and there's basically nothing to do with it. Because all the vessels that can somehow receive in order to bestow, they all rose above the parsa. So in Atzilut we correct everything, and there's a promise that we will reach the final correction. And we are studying here, after the shattering and all those things, we are here, and we are studying what we have to do. This is literally instructions for how to use. It's a user manual. Yes, Shai.
Before we move to our last hour, it was important for us to do a short report for everyone. After a long period without meals, we are entering the holidays.
Maybe it's thank God, I don't know.
At least in Petah Tikva, we had a period of time without meals, and now we're entering into meals with everything that has to do with the holidays. We have a whole chain of holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, Sukkot, and the Yotzeit of Bar Sulam and Rabash.
Wait, so you're talking only about the holiday meals?
I'm giving a general background of what's going to help us connect, not only in the lessons, but also in the meals, and now specifically about the period of time of Rosh Hashanah this week, including the Yotzeit of Rabash. We already sent early registration for this meal because we're asking everyone to sign up and to prepare themselves. This is also our way to imply our seriousness of the new stage where we enter the meals.
Don't see it as an example. We're talking about something that belongs to everyone, and the person walks up and leaves.
So we did a pre-registration and early registration for this, the groups in Israel and Petah Tikva. As of now, as only half the people we expect that will arrive signed up early. And the early registration ends tomorrow night, so that's why we're taking this time now. Because we usually don't sign up early before the meals, but this time we did it in order to also prepare ourselves. And also,
meaning after tomorrow night, I can no longer register.
The conditions of the sign-up will be different after a certain point. After that, the conditions of the registration change.
So there's a fine. How else the people can be awakened? What fine? Maybe
we simply want to prevent the other conditions, and just to say to everyone, if I'm coming with my family to the holiday meal or to the Yotzeit of Rabash, simply sign up early, and send everyone. Everyone got WhatsApps and emails with the links. And if, nevertheless, someone has a problem or difficulty, there's the 1-700 number. There's the mail of the event department. And in difficult conditions, go to Marik or Alon, and they will help also.
So the payment has to be for all the meals?
No, you can do it specifically, even if I'm going for one meal.
So it depends on what I choose, and in general I can come to... I just pay...
Yes.
Choose one by one, yeah? But if I pay in advance, maybe I receive more than in paying in advance?
Alon says that here we get more.
So, worthwhile. Okay, everyone heard? Everyone heard? How many already registered?
As of last night, about half the quantities. Well, raise your hands, whoever signed up.
Ah, okay. Okay, relatively, it's fine. So, let's hope that until tomorrow night, it'll be... No, because there needs to be a very serious fine. Because then you won't know what you have to buy in advance, what you have to prepare. There's going to be a great waste. If a person comes and didn't pay in advance, I heard from the kitchen organizers that it puts them in a problem. Because now they're only working according to orders. So, let's move on to the next part.
Before we move to the next part, let's sing a song together.
אשר בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו זכור אזכיר לכם על אהבת חברים בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו אז תתנו לב לחשוב מחשבות לקשר לבכם בלב אחד ממש אז תתנו לב להמציא המצאות לקשר לבכם בלב אחד ממש אז תתנו לב לחשוב מחשבות לקשר לבכם בלב אחד ממש אז תתנו לב להמציא המצאות לקשר לבכם בלב אחד ממש אז תתנו לב לחשוב מחשבות לקשר לבכם בלב אחד ממש אז תתנו לב להמציא המצאות לקשר לבכם בלב אחד ממש